He shared an apartment, and there were two nice girl visitors, which was that, and not too much of it, nor too much of the embassy either. His contact with Ed Elkins aroused in him first faint doubt as to the quality of his mental processes. He could not feel that they were profoundly different from the thinking of Elkins, Elkins who would name you all the quarterbacks in New Haven for 30 years. And Lucky Dick can't be one of these clever men. He must be less intact, even faintly destroyed. If life won't do it for him, it's not a substitute to get a disease or a broken heart or an inferiority complex. Though it'd be nice to build out some broken side till it was better than the original structure. He mocked at his reasoning, calling it specious and American. His criteria of uncerebral phrase-making was that it was American. He knew, though, that the price of his intactness was incompleteness. "The best I can wish you, my child," so said the fairy Blackstick in Thackeray's The Rose and the Ring, "is a little misfortune." In some moods, he griped at his own reasoning. Could I help it that Pete Livingstone sat in the locker room tap day when everybody looked all over for him? And I got an election, when otherwise I wouldn't have got LU, knowing so few men. He was good and right, and I ought to have sat in the locker room instead. Maybe I would if I'd thought I had a chance at an election. But Mercer kept coming to my room all those weeks. I guess I knew I had a chance, all right. But it would have served me right if I'd swallowed my pin in the shower and set up a conflict. After the lectures.